Now, to a city whose police department is currently under a federal consent decree. Anthony Ambrose is director of public safety in Newark, New Jersey. He oversees police, fire, and emergency management for the city. He took the position in 2016, just a couple of months before Newark's consent decree was finalized. Welcome to the program.
How are you?
And in the Justice Department memo that was made public yesterday, Attorney General Sessions said local control and local accountability are necessary for effective local policing. It's not the responsibility of the federal government to manage non-federal law enforcement agencies. Do you agree with that sentiment?
Yes and no. I do agree that there has to be a pecking order before that gets to the federal agencies. I think that the pecking order should be when you have a problematic police department with patterns and practices, they should definitely be examined by a prosecutor's office, DA's office, and the state attorney general before going to the federal level in DOJ. Where complaints of this magnitude are found, without a doubt, an independent law enforcement watchdog is definitely needed, especially if there are systemic problems.
Have you had any kind of interaction with the Justice Department since Jeff Sessions became the attorney general?
Matter of fact, I did this morning. I had a conference call with them. We're moving forward on some of our policy changes. This was not mentioned. We're just moving forward in our consent decree.
Well, the U.S. Justice Department at Newark announced their agreement just about 1 year ago, a little bit over 1 year ago. What's changed since that time? What's the difference?
I can tell you right now, our internal affairs complaints are down. We've did numerous things to build trust with the community. We started a citizen clergy academy. We did the surveys. We have a web page where body-worn camera policy or anything to do with the consent decree we put on, we get input from the community. We start block watches. We have community comstat where we bring the commanders to their neighborhoods and let them hear us talk about issues and areas, and they can talk to us. So I think we've did several things. I mean, just recently last week, I had a group of citizens go on our firearms training facility down the range to put themselves in live situations how police officers are.
But you said internal affairs complaints are down. I mean, down 2%, down by half. How far down are they?
A 35% decrease in citizen complaints this year versus last year.
Both President Trump and Attorney General Sessions have spoken about supporting police officers and boosting morale. Has the consent decree affected police officers' morale in Newark, New Jersey?
I wouldn't say morale. I think that we've part of the consent decree, we brought every police officer in, and we explained what the consent decree was. A lot of times consent decrees allow police departments to bring up to speed their training or technology because of mandates in the consent decree. So when you talk about morale, the police officers here worked harder in 2016, a year after the consent decree came out. So I have to say that these officers here in Newark, they went out there and did a hell of a job. We had a 13% crime reduction last year. So I would say that it's like any profession. Change, you have to have change agents to sell that change, and they make sure they understand what that change is about.
So you said they worked harder this past year in 2016. Why?
That's a good question. I think that they were a lot wiser. They had more arrests. We had less crime. Believe it or not, we had less guns taken off the street, but a bigger crime reduction in violence. We went after the people that we know that were the hardcore criminals, not just any old body.
You began your career as a police officer with the Newark PD, I believe, more than 30 years ago. What's changed most about policing since you first put on the uniform?
Well, I think, I tell you what, it wasn't the norm 30 years ago for the community and transparency to be the number one priority. It was we met the community, we reacted to the community when there was a problem. We didn't go to community meetings. We didn't have the clergy at our side. We weren't that transparent where we told them who we pulled over, the race, and stuff like that. So I think that the transparency and a closer relationship with the community, I think that's what I've seen.
Anthony Ambrose, Public Safety Director for the City of Newark, New Jersey, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.